Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Adam Kokesh. You know, Mark, when I posted on my Facebook wall, because if you're not on Facebook, you don't exist, that I was co-hosting the show tonight and how excited I was, someone wrote back, I am Legion, maybe E.M. Legion. Seriously, during the debate, WTF. And yes, for those of you who follow things like Republican politics, there is another debate tonight. But let me tell you at this point, because I watched the first one while I was doing the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first time as a member of the media covering a presidential debate. So I sat there. I actually went to Bailey's in Arlington.
In a bar of some sort.
Yeah. And there was a viewing party hosted by Young Americans for Liberty. I was really excited to be there. And everybody's talking about it. I'm sitting there with my notepad, like writing down timestamps and, you know, so we can pull clips for the TV show and keeping track of every little thing back and forth. And then I did that for the second one. And I was like, my notes look almost exactly the same.
And they probably look the same in the third one, too.
And I got to say, you know, the incident with Rick Perry grabbing Ron Paul's arm Thursday and the photographs, the best one I saw, you know, there's a picture from Karate Kid with the bully, the jerk,
yeah.
Like this tall guy. And just the way he's looking, you can tell he's an a-hole at Mr. Miyagi. And the nice old man is there, calm and composed, like, oh, I could destroy you if I felt like it.
That's interesting.
And it's the same finger in the face, except with the Rick Perry on Ron Paul picture. It's even worse because he's got his hand on his arm. And it's sort of like, yeah, it speaks for itself. But let me just want to make a pitch. As long as you're listening to Free Talk Live here, you really don't go watch the debate right now. Catch the highlights tomorrow. In fact, I'll be back here tomorrow night. I'm co-hosting with Mark.
You promised to highlight for him?
Right. We'll cover the highlights. I'll be here for three more nights, and I'm really looking forward to it. You will not miss anything important if you tune into Free Talk Live tomorrow night. But should you tune out now and go listen to the Republican presidential debate, I guarantee at the end of 3 hours, you will be dumber for it.
Let's go to Ty in Tennessee.
Yes, back to Ty. Ty, 23 years in the Navy. How did that end, Ty?
Well, it ended very well. I mean, I did very well in the Navy. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of good friends. You know, I had some bad experiences, you know, but it was actually pretty good.
Right, and, you know, a lot of people... make assumptions for me about my experience with the Marines, and you know I had my issues and I got busted down once, but you're not a real Marine until you get busted down once or twice.
Yeah, I got busted too in Hobart for drinking too much, but that's another story.
Yeah, right, but people say the same thing. Like I was in Fallujah in 2004, and then joined Iraq Veterans Against the War. So you must have hated it. It's like no, I hated the impact. I hated the result. I hated what we did, but for myself, it was a great experience. I got to be honest, and I hope no one is recruited as a result of this. Because let me just say, if there's anybody listening considering joining the military, the last thing you want to do is say, "Yes, Mr. Obama, I will fight and die and kill for you." But I really enjoyed my time in Iraq. It was an adventure. It was an experience, and it was traumatizing as parts of it were. I enjoyed the challenge.
Yeah, my biggest problem though is that I was in there believing I was fighting for freedom,
mm-hmm.
And look what's happened. So I feel like I failed because look at the nation right now. Freedom has diminished so much I can't hardly recognize it anymore. So if I served 23 years to preserve domestic freedom, I feel like I failed.
Do you really make it that hard on yourself? Do you take that blame?
Well, I don't think that I'm personally, you know, I'm the one that caused this. It's just that, you know, I talked about this last night or a couple nights ago when I called in. I get kind of irritated when people find out that I'm retired Navy and they say, oh, thank you for your service. And I'm thinking, man, you know, it's like an automatic thing. But why are you thanking me if they believe that I'm there fighting for their freedom? If I was fighting for their freedom and their freedoms have decreased, apparently they don't even realize their freedoms, their civil liberties have decreased so much.
No, so, they're just, it's just a religion. It's the religion of nationalism, America, and, you know, that you guys are the, you know, you're inside the church. You're some, you know, leaders in the church, and they're just thanking you because that's what they're supposed to do.
Well, it's also a, with hand in hand with that, a very distorted concept of freedom that not most, but a lot of people in America, the nationalists really seem to have, which is that freedom is about something you have or possess for yourself. Like, it's a matter of ownership. And that's not what freedom is. And I think this is the most powerful thing we can share from the perspective of voluntary libertarianism, is that freedom is about how you relate to other human beings and how they relate to you. And it's much more powerful and much more empowering. But
freedom is red, white, and blue, and airplanes.
and for them, for people like that, Ty, you did a wonderful job.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, for my own personal belief, you know, I feel like I was either duped or I allowed, you know, or I just kind of was in a state of denial or something. I don't know. I don't feel like my time was wasted, but it certainly wasn't time spent on what I considered to be the main objective, and that was the preservation of liberty.
Well, let me tell you something that's been helpful for me, Ty, you know, because I got out of the Marines in late 2006, and almost immediately, I mean, months later, got into activism with Iraq Veterans Against the War. And for me, from then on, at least for a while after that, there was a point I reached where anybody said, thank you for your service to me, I could say to them, well, let me tell you, what I have done since I have left the service is a far greater service to the country than anything I ever did in uniform. Talking about my activism, talking about running for office on a constitutional platform, talking about speaking out about freedom and what it's really supposed to mean to be an American. And I would just encourage you to have something like that that you can show in contrast and say, you know what, I did that for 23 years, but guess what? I'm onto something better now, and you should be thanking me for this instead.
That's a good idea.
Ty, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Take that on board. Thank you.
Thank you. Hurrah. Let's go to Steve in Alberta. Steve?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's well.
Outstanding.
What would you like to talk about?
Good to hear your voice, Adam.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to chime in on the whole truth thing, and I think the way you guys handled that there was beautiful. Because I came through the Liberty Movement kind of through the truth movement as well.
How so?
And well, I guess I've always been an anarchist or a voluntarist, like, through my life and my actions, but I never really understood or could, you know, eloquently discuss it with anyone or be able to, you know, have a civil argument with anyone about how, you know, free markets can, you know, improve everyone's lives and such.
I would contend that anarchists don't really believe in free markets, that they're European guys that throw Molotov cocktails. But you can go on.
Yeah, and that's what most people believe as well. But again, yeah, well, I was going to chime in a little bit, but I just, now that I heard you guys, the way you handled it, I thought it was wonderful. And maybe Adam can get a show to fill in for Ernie since he's gone.
Adam's really, really, I mean, I've been extraordinarily, Steve, I appreciate the call.
Yes, thank you.
It's a stroke-free zone here on Free Talk Live. No stroking allowed. But I've got to say, Adam, this has been really great. Let's go to Carlos, see if Carlos is here on the amp line. Carlos?
Hey, I am.
Great. What would you like to talk
about?
How's it going?
Adam, I'm one of your Facebook friends. Love the show.
Thank you.
Love what you're doing out there, and hopefully it comes back in another iteration.
Yes, it will be. Adam versus the Man will be back. All I'm saying for now, it's a big secret. We'll be releasing shortly, but Adam versus the Man will be back in a daily production format within a week or two. We're very close.
My main thing that I'm calling about today is to talk a little bit about today being 9/12, the fact that the propaganda was really starting to churn up the day after 9/11, and the push towards fighting with Afghanistan and with the Taliban fighters there. I wanted to know what you think is going to be the theme going forward with the mainstream media and their attempts to play Iran and Libya in those same lights.
Well, I guess we'll get back to that. That's a dense question, a really good one. But there's a lot coming in terms of propaganda. We'll get back into that right after the break.
Okay, just hold on for a second, if you would. Carlos, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live with Adam Kokesh.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Do you own your emotions, or do they own you? Do you manage them, or do they manage you? You know, when we are emotionally driven, we tend to talk a lot out of those emotions, and it can get us into a lot of trouble. One of the things we really all have a tendency to do when we feel emotionally upset or disturbed is complain, murmur, grumble about everything in life that we think is making us unhappy. But you know, God is good. He is definitely good, always good. And He expects us to remain thankful even in the midst of difficulty. I believe one of the most powerful things that you can do is stay happy even when things are not going your way. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live with Mark
and Adam.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI, they do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Adam, let's go right back into the call with Carlos. Carlos, will you repeat your question for Adam?
Yeah, basically I was asking Adam what, since today is 9/12 and it's the day after the you know, attacks would have been 10 years ago, what does he see as going to be some of the major forms of propaganda and coercion that we're going to see on the television in regards to Iran and to Libya and the next country that we, as a conglomerate nation, decide to attack?
That's a really great question. And I think you phrased it a little differently. You didn't say what form before, but form, I don't want to speculate too much because you never know what the propagandists will come up with next. Maybe they'll be mailing us holograms in order to save the United States Postal
Right.
Service. But they'll mail us all computers that will have pop-up hologram propaganda because it costs more and then they can, you know, justify more spending. But that actually gives us a hint as to the answer to your question about what kind of propaganda we can expect coming up, because the purpose of the propaganda is to convince the American people to accept not military action or military adventures or a particular war or a particular humanitarian cause or anything like that. The point is to get them to accept military expenditures. And in this day and age, when the technology is such that already with Predator drones, we can put a bomb anywhere in the world, well, we're really not that far off, technology-wise, from being able to, from a satellite, put a laser on the top of someone's head and melt their brains. I mean, almost literally, we are getting to that point in technology where we are rendering the human element irrelevant. And the idea of having boots on the ground gets more and more absurd, doesn't it? I mean, look at Iraq and Afghanistan. They had to come up with these excuses to keep an occupation going to justify having boots on the ground for almost a decade now, because it costs about $1 million a year to have one soldier on the ground. So that's what the propaganda is going to be used to justify. This is why you don't see the saber rattling with something that's been spun up to be a real threat like North Korea. Because North Korea, oh my gosh, they're throwing nukes into the ocean, you know, stuff like that. If
right.
we were to try to, or if our government were to use the correct understanding terminology here, if our government were to use North Korea as an excuse to further the military-industrial complex welfare program, then you wouldn't see the same kind of propaganda, and it wouldn't be as lucrative for them because they wouldn't have an excuse to put as many boots on the ground. But if you can, say, invade a backwards country that we have to feel sorry for and rebuild and, you know, take care of all the poor brown people on the other side of the world that don't know how to run their little country for themselves, and we have to have all these soldiers in there running around with guns telling them how to live their lives. Wait. Was I talking about cops here for a second there? I couldn't. Anyway, if that's the case, then you can justify a lot more military expenditure. But as technology improves, as the American people have this expectation for the performance of their military in terms of efficiency as well, because that expectation is going to rise, we're going to see, I think, all I can say is I think we're going to see some strange propaganda, but the point of it is going to be weird little excuses to have boots on the ground. This is why they love Libya, you know, as opposed to North Korea. They're going, oh, Libya, this is a conflict we can really endorse. We can get involved in it. It's going to be messy, and there's going to be factions fighting, and there's going to be a government collapsing. Oh, and there's oil, and there's no gold money for Africa as a side benefit, if you want to, you know, read into some of the things that Gaddafi was working on.
Always
with the currency there. But, yeah, that's the kind of propaganda we can expect. It's going to be occupations, it's going to be rebuilding, it's going to be anti-terror, it's going to be patrolling, securing, that kind of thing.
That's great. I really appreciate your help out there in the movement. You know, I fight for the cause just like you do. I just hope to one day do so as well as you. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carlos.
Thanks for the great question.
Appreciate the call. At 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Ben in Pennsylvania. Ben?
Hey.
Let's go, Ben.
I wanted to chime in on something that Ty was saying.
Yes.
You know, he was saying that he didn't feel like he could achieve liberty within the context of his 23 years of military service. And I just want to say, you know, as veterans, you know, there was no way possible for us to go back, you know, and rewrite history with, you know, the implementation of the Constitution over and above, you know, the Articles of Confederation, or, you know, there's no way for us to go back and, you know, stop Lincoln from doing what he did, you know. So there was never a chance to really protect liberty,
within our time as servicemen. You know, I just think is the sooner that we can, you know, take down the shadow box off the wall or you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, just embrace the fact that any thoughts that we had about our legacy, you know, and all these things that we thought that we did were good, you know, the sooner we can get away from that, you know, the sooner that we can start, you know, actually having an impact. And I think one way, it's kind of interesting, you know, if you think about the future and, you know, short of getting articles published in a newspaper, you know, doing the things that Adam does, you know, one way that people will know where we stand is perhaps, you know, even something as simple as our Facebook statuses, you know, that will be archived and maybe referenced in the future, you know, if you just spread the word even that way.
Oh, no, Facebook statuses are great because then you force your family and friends who aren't political to see your views.
And this is kind of my question here, Ben, is, you know, I was never in the military. I would have signed up during the Desert Shield thing had I been able to. But and, you know, I certainly looked at it before. But, you know, it never worked in my life. But often people will look down on you when you talk about the war and, you know, your participation as far as funding it and all that stuff. Well, have you ever been in the military? It's one of the first things that will come out of their mouths, because clearly if you haven't been in the military, your opinion on the military doesn't count.
Well, it's usually preceded by some unintelligible grunting, that question.
So I wonder, what do you think about that, Ben?
Well, I mean, it's nice to be able to say, yeah, you know, I did. But I guess if you can't. I mean, that's the thing though. I mean, I think the first step before you can even go there is to say, well, you know what? I need to have compassion on these people that really, I mean, have no clue what the hell is going on. And I mean, even myself just 3 years ago had no clue, you know.
Yes, one has to have compassion. Absolutely.
You know, one of the issues we're kind of dancing around here, talking about some of these military veterans issues, is counter recruiting, because really this is a very, very important venue of activism. We talk about, you know, why you would join or wouldn't join, and I always tell people today, if you don't have faith in your government, don't join the military. And there are very few people who have the kind of faith in the government to literally put your life in Obama's hands. But I think it's very important for veterans to come out and say, you know, I wasn't fighting for your freedom, but we're up against this massive appeal for all the young men in America who want to go fight for freedom, and we have to say no. Join the United States Activism Corps instead and come fight for real freedom like Yuri Keene.
We have no money, but we will pass a joint your direction.
Yes.
855-450-FREE. Ben, thanks for the call on Free Talk Live.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call. Talk to Adam Kokesh of Adam versus the Man, or talk about anything you want to talk about. It's a completely interactive show.
Adam versus the Man in exile. In the Shire.
You know that cigarettes aren't healthy for you. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier, and you'll begin to save about $120 a month right off the bat. You'll start feeling richer, being richer, feeling better, and smelling better immediately. And how about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL at vaporsmiths.com. You'll get a free starter kit and free shipping. It's vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Well, Adam, we've done some show prep here, and I wanted to get into an interesting story about, I saw a new poll came out, and it's regarding the presidential candidate folks. Now, you said that, of course, there's another debate going on, and they're saying the same things they have said all along.
Well, tonight's really special. It's not just the regular candidate infomercial. It's the Tea Party, CNN Republican primary infomercial.
Yeah.
And it's the worst kind of Tea Party. It's the true hijack, the ones you'd expect to be in bed with CNN.
I'm really interested because how is the Tea Party going to react to Ron Paul? Because Ron Paul essentially started the Tea Party, but it has grown into metamorphosized into some ugly, thing that is not like.
No, hold on. That's not fair, because the Tea Party is a movement. It is legitimately a grassroots movement. It has been co-opted, and a lot of people have
some of it. Yeah.
And this is the thing about a true grassroots movement. There are people organizing locally in their own spirit. It's the Tea Party is diverse in its aims and its methods of organization and its beliefs. And then you have the Amy Kramers, who I interviewed for my TV show a couple of months ago, who went and said, oh, yes, we'd endorse Mitt Romney. Like, what? What? Really? Yeah, so there's a disconnect there. You can't just say the Tea Party this or the Tea Party that.
You're right. You can't say, you absolutely can't say that because, you know, each of them seem to have different ideas. And, but
I think
media portrays the Tea Party as essentially Republicans.
Well, or the hardcore grassroots of it, or the extreme, which they then use the co-opted leadership of to portray the way that they want.
That's
so that they can marginalize or slander the entire Republican Party. But I was there, you know, for the very first Tea Party organizing in Santa Fe in New Mexico. And, you know, there's still, you know, there was conflict there that you see playing out. What you saw then, the national co-opting of it, the woman that was the lead organizer happened to be the wife of the local, the chair of the county Republican. So, yeah. You know, in bed with the party.
Yeah,
so to
really? Well, the candidates out there, and I think that there's some very interesting numbers that have come out, and very important ones. Because people right now, what people are saying to themselves are, A, which candidate would I like to see be you know, the Republican nominee? And the ones that think a little deeper are saying, which one can
beat Obama?
Right. Well, they and as far as that goes, I think that really, to me, that the answer to that is Ron Paul.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he has the, you know, inside the general election, he's going to have the message that isn't, hey, I'm George Bush, just remade up, you know, essentially.
Or like Mitt Romney, my federal health care plan is not as bad as Obama's.
So all the candidates have certainly some problems, but I think that Ron Paul would do best in the general, personally.
Well, actually, you don't have to say personally. That was actually demonstrated. I, you know, maybe recent polling is different, but in you know, they do these with the matchups against Obama, and,
yeah.
And when the first one came up, it was Ron Paul, 51. Like he was, you know, he's and that there was one CNN, it was a major poll that had Ron Paul of all the Republican primary candidates doing the best against Obama in the hypothetical matchup. But and there have been some different ones, but he's always done very well in those polls.
Always
been
in the
first or
polls.
Second or some, or, you know, or third. And
there's
in
another
all
one
of those.
Recently that he came in third on.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. He was right there
yeah.
within points. But I think that the most important thing to look at right now is unfavorability numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even looks at these, and this is an extraordinarily important because this is says, you know, who is the base not going to get behind? Who isn't going to go anywhere? And I've got Newt Gingrich at 57. And, you know, he's just, you know, I think at this point,
it's the glitter.
He's just there to sort of teach lessons to the young ones on his knee because he knows he can't go anywhere.
Well, actually, when I saw him in the first debate, I thought that was kind of a valuable role for him to be the party strategist. And
yeah.
That alone made it worth running for him, I suppose. Maybe he'll put a book out when he drops out and his name ID will be up. You know, 1,000% from what it was before he announced it. It was like, oh yeah, Newt Gingrich, is he still alive?
I think I absolutely agree. I think that he's using this you know, detonation of his campaign
very well,
really, really well.
I mean, negatives might be bad for politics, but they're great for book sales.
And I would agree. And here's another person, and they're not too bad for TV show viewing either. And something I didn't think was possible. There's somebody who has beaten Newt Gingrich to the bottom.
Before we get to that, were you trying to suggest that Newt Gingrich is using this to get his own TV show?
Nope, somebody else is.
Oh, okay. But Newt Gingrich might have been, oh my gosh, they gave Adam his own TV show? I could run for president. They got to give me a TV show if I want after running for president. I mean, come on, right?
59%.
Coming 59%. In 2 points ahead of Newt Gingrich.
Sarah Palin.
Unfavorability. Sarah Palin.
God. I mean, so a lot of people are out there waiting for old Sarah to get in and to do her little homey
Minnesota mom thing. No.
It would be disastrous for her to get in.
No.
Because it's only going to ruin her ability to be a pundit and to sell books.
And she's loving it. And she's doing a great job. And while she's there, let her be a lightning rod. She's having fun. You know what? As much as I, as a good voluntarist, you know, disdain Sarah Palin, I kind of like her. I got to be honest. I mean, I really do. And I think for what she's done, I mean, I don't respect her really, you know, as a governor who bailed halfway through her term or whatever. But I do have some genuine admiration for what she has been. I mean, just becoming governor in the first place is a major accomplishment. But then also, you know, although her beliefs are obviously different than ours, she's done a great job of promoting her beliefs and promoting herself and done it in a fun and creative way. And I think that's great.
Of all of the candidates, of the vice and presidential candidates from 2008, I found her to be the least repugnant. Basically how I want to state that. And, you know, I don't hate her or anything like that, but she's got a couple of quotes out there that really bug me. So what I really wanted to do with this is essentially, you know, throw a little dirt onto the the grave.
Let's see if we can get her past the 60-point threshold for negativity.
She's not going to run, folks. she's got no business running.
But she's not stupid. She's not stupid, and it would be really stupid for her to run, unless she had a specific purpose in mind. But for her to try to run a serious campaign at this point, after what she did in Alaska, no, she's not that stupid. She's not going to.
She's only
going
to split the Michelle Bachmann vote, which is coming in at like 6% at this point. So what's, why?
Well, she could set herself up to be Bachmann's running mate.
Ooh. That'd be a lot of fun. So, you know, and people want to know, of course, the unfavorability. Mitt Romney has a huge hurdle in the general to get over, being the guy who started Romney Care with, you know, running against the guy who had Obamacare. You're not going to get the Republicans too excited about that. You know, which one of these guys that started nationalized health care do I want to vote for? That's pretty tough stuff. He came in at 41% unfavorable. And actually 20%.
Hold on. Just so the audience knows, what are the numbers exactly measuring? Among whom? Who's being surveyed here? Is this general population?
Thanks for asking that. This is Republicans and likely right. Republican voters.
Now, see, this makes me almost embarrassed to call myself a Republican, that Mitt's numbers are only 41.
Well, these are people that are likely to vote. And remember, a lot of Republicans are still kind of getting their legs underneath them. They don't. 20% of Republicans and likely Republican voters, that of which 56% say that they're very interested, 20% don't know who he is.
Wow.
So, you know, that's not uncommon with these numbers. That shows how far we are from, you know, really doing the voting. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression recession is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding upon your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving individuals were moving from all over to the same place to get active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It's right here in New Hampshire, freestateproject.org. It's Mark with you.
And Adam.
Doing the live Monday night edition, the CNN debate edition, the Tea Party debate edition of Free Talk Live. And, you know, I think that a lot of folks do love the horse race aspect of this. And, you know, some of these numbers help us to predict who might be the nominee for the Republican Party. And I think, this is my opinion, that we probably have all the people that are going to run in the race.
Probably. But I could tell you right away, one of them who's out front right now that's not going to be in for much longer is Rick Perry. And I just I said this on the show a couple of weeks ago, you know, after he announced. It's the Republican Texas governor effect, and that's all it was. That's all it was. Oh, Rick Perry, great sounding name, nice hair, good swagger, cocky smile.
He's a little
Texas
creepy.
Governor.
He was a little creepy in the last one. I mean, just to watch him, you know, smiling while he was answering the questions. I mean, it was just so. It seemed so plastic.
Well, no, it was great that Ron Paul was there to call him out for the forced vaccination thing he tried to pull with the young girls of Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, and it, like you can apologize for that. And you know, I gotta say that was the right thing to do. And if anything, I
gained, apologize.
Yeah. But it's the one right thing on top of so many wrong things. And he didn't stop and say, you know what, I'm sorry. And it won't happen again because now I understand that it's not right for the government to force things into people's bodies. Like, there was no philosophical acknowledgement of why he should be apologizing for this kind of thing.
Yeah, the Texas Bureau of Alcohol Bureau something, it's called the ABC in Texas, actually just did a sting last week where they were in bars looking for drunk people. In bars, not out on the road looking for people who went got into cars. They were taking people that were sleeping at a hotel where they were drinking in the lounge, and they were arresting them for that. So if he has in fact learned this, he hasn't learned it all the way.
The charge being drunk in public?
There is a law in Texas where you just simply can't be drunk. It's against the law to be drunk in Texas.
What?
That I'm only telling you what the truth is. It's a fundraising thing they do. They don't actually enforce it enough to really stop people
it's
from
like
drinking.
It's like 3 felonies a day, right? I mean, make everybody criminal so we can arrest you whenever we feel like it. We just have to look in the rule book and find a good excuse that applies.
That's right. And once the public... Here's about Rick Perry's numbers. It's 36% unfavorable.
I guarantee that's going to go up.
And
that's going to cross 31% within a month.
Don't even know who he is.
Right.
Okay, so when people
and
find
those who
out,
don't know him, it's just... Texas governor.
Right. When they find out that, oh, he wanted to steal a bunch of people's property for a giant corridor running through Texas.
And he campaigned for Al Gore.
And that's a big one. Because at this point, he is a turncoat. Arch flip-flopper.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Flip-flopping in this country is, you know, essentially a death knell for your campaign.
You know, I got to say, while I respect, of all people, Ron Paul
mm-hmm.
for absolute consistency, for having decided on his principles before he got into politics and being true to that his entire career, flip-flopping is really kind of a bad thing to be holding over people's heads because it leads to stubbornness and intellectual
yes.
you know, closing of doors
sure.
and closing off ideas. And if I say, if we start making fun of people or deriding people for being flip-floppers, then we're saying, don't ever change your mind and become a libertarian. And that's kind of a dangerous thing. But when you do get to this level, yeah, going from campaigning for Al Gore to being running for the presidential nominee as the Texas governor, there's something else to be said about this. This is someone who is devoid of principle, not just not willing to reconsider principle, which is something else.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not that is a good or bad thing. I would agree with you that people should be able to change their opinions, and politicians are people. But I don't think that the American electorate likes people, politicians to change their opinion, or B, thinks they're really people.
I don't think politicians are people either, and I know because, you know, I was one for a while there.
They think that politicians are these should be these sort of super people that embody principles that they believe in and that kind of thing.
It's the idealized alpha male of society.
I would say that there's something to be said for that. And so what I really wanted to show with this is why we have a really weak field. A lot of people are saying, well, I'm not going to vote for Ron Paul because I don't think he can win. Well, first off, these are only Republican numbers, and they're only asking Republicans. But there's a lot of Democrats out there that are registering as Republicans to be able to vote for
Ron Paul. Blue Republicans. But there's also a huge bias here in the way that these polls are conducted. And we all know that Ron Paul has greater support among youth relative to old people compared to the other candidates. And these are phone surveys, and they're slightly biased towards people who are sitting at home answering a landline in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Hate to tell you, but there aren't a lot of voters under, say, 40 today who fall into that category. And in that demographic, Ron Paul does a lot better.
You know, I have an unregistered number, so I don't get these calls unless they just randomize, randomly call
right.
numbers. And they do that. But, you know, I don't get them either. I have a landline, but I don't get them either.
Well, I have to remind them every time that, you know, whenever we're talking about numbers like this, just to remind people, 85.6937%. of all statistics are made-up crap designed to manipulate you.
So of these, Michelle Bachmann's unfavorability numbers are 43%. Of these, Ron Paul has the highest, or the lowest, I should say, unfavorability rating, and more people claim to know him than even Rick Perry. And his
wow.
favorability is higher than Rick Perry's. So on this particular, if you look at this from a certain angle, Ron Paul came in first in this scientific telephone poll that was done, and it's very interesting to say. You know, one thing I think we should do from here on out when we talk about presidential candidates is we should say their first name and then their middle name really loud, and then their last name, and that way we can put emphasis on it. John. What is it? Huntsman. John Alex Huntsman. That way, like they did with Barack Hussein Obama, because that way we can really emphasize. We just call them all Hussein.
Well,
Ron Hussein Paul.
Well, except for Ron Paul, too. I think it's really appropriate to use all three names because they're all basically running for the position of serial killer in chief.
Three names. Yeah, serial killers do tend to be three named, don't they?
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. I wonder if that's...
Maybe that's why they did it with Obama.
I think they did it because they wanted outline. He is different. Look, his name's Hussein. We just tried a guy named Hussein.
And we want you to associate him with serial killers.
Yeah, I couldn't hurt, but I think it's very, very interesting when you can look at these numbers. And lots of people are, going to listen to the debate tonight and then, listen to Free Talk Live in the morning on the podcast.
If anything interesting happens tonight, I promise, we'll bring you the recap tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely. We can do that for you here on Free Talk Live. And these numbers were from likely Republican voters and registered Republicans. And as it says here, that 56% of them said that they knew a great deal about the presidential candidates. 22% said only some, and very little to no interest among Republicans and likely Republican voters, 23%. I wonder how you could say I'm likely a Republican voter and I have no interest. Does that make any sense? It seems like a really odd thing to say.
I'm likely to vote because someone is going to bully me into it, or a false sense of nationalism is going to allow me to be guilted into voting, because if I don't have that little sticker on my lapel, my friends may look down.
Sometimes one spouse will be into it and the other spouse won't be into it, but the other spouse will do whatever the one spouse tells
them. I'm a likely Republican voter because my wife is a likely Republican voter, and someone has to drive her in, and
I'll vote whatever. I'll do whatever she says. Let's go to Sid in Indiana. Sid?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
What's going on?
Hey, not much. I was listening to your show on Shoutcast and thought I'd call in. A great show.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Hey, about statistics and about everything that they tell us, have we not gotten it down yet, guys, that they lie to us at every opportunity? I mean, come on.
You don't believe any of the statistics they put out?
I don't believe a thing they say. Not a word.
Well, I mean, I feel like they really did the poll, and I feel like these are the results of them, of the poll. You don't think that's true?
The poll that I think that they... Well, I don't want to talk about the poll I think they did, but, you know.
It's all bunk. Is that the idea, Sid?
Total crap.
Okay.
Well, hold on. If you want to stick around, there's some other media issues related to this we could get into.
Okay, hold on, Sid. 855-450-3733.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.